Yeah, that's right. You start to calculate, hey, now if it did shut off, how many weeks out could we go? And certainly May and June are our wettest months, where we expect to get, close to an inch of rain per week. And we've had a more active weather pattern. Of course, if you look at the short term, it looks like we're going to be warm and still that active pattern. There is a signal coming as you get out into July for it to dry off just a little bit. But we've gotten some much needed rain in parts of the state. Southwest Iowa, I know, was very, very dry, and they got some significant rain here over the last few days. And actually, the drought monitor that just dropped, I was just looking at it. In fact, we've actually seen, as you would expect, a pretty dramatic, substantial improvement in the drought situation. Again, because of that really active and pretty widespread rain that we've seen over the last week or so. Now, unfortunately, it has come with some severe weather in places. We ourselves up in Northwest Iowa, Palo Alto County, did deal, unfortunately, with some hail and some high winds, a pretty narrow band, but it's still out there. So that's always, unfortunately, part of that active weather pattern does bring some hail. But I'd say again, this has been an important stretch here. Need to see that rain continue to fall. And yeah, you start to think about what's it take to finish this crop off. And a couple of really good timely rains here through the month of July, and maybe a good one right around the state fair, and you're starting to put the finishing touches on something.